For the educationist, this whole psychological understanding is very important. All mothers, fathers, teachers, for them, this understanding is very important, because children have basically physical and vital needs, and they are being fed with some kind of mental ideas. And every mental idea that is fed into the child's mind is to begin with a foreign material to the child's psychology. That's why very often children begin to wonder as to who has created studies at all. Why should there be so much of study, and why so much in detail, and why so many pages after pages to be studied? Because every idea that is thrown into the mind is a foreign material, and it's not congenial to the normal rhythm of life. So the question is as to how to make the child understand the importance of ideas and to habituate the mind to enjoy the ideas, to make the mind capable of enjoying ideas and capable of controlling the vital and physical needs by the power of ideas is the first step of culture. There are three states in which human beings live: the state of barbarism, the state of Philistinism, and the state of culture. Those who are interested only in food, housing, clothing, and nothing else is a state of barbarism. Even a barbarian takes care of these three things and is very much tied up with these three things: the physical needs, satisfaction of these physical needs is all that is of importance to the barbarian. The satisfaction of the vital needs is the level of Philistinism. It is slightly higher than barbarism. It takes interest into some kind of adventure, life of ambition, life of great desires, attractions, repulsions, which are not merely physical. Like Alexander the Great, for example, who had a tremendous ambition to conquer the whole world and to master the whole world. And he sacrificed everything for the sake of this one single impulse and ambition. But the kind of personality that is formed as a result of this is a Philistinic character. For him, relations don't matter much at all. Friendships can be useful only so long as ambitions are fulfilled through those friendships. Otherwise, they don't matter much at all. The higher ethical ideas do not make any difference. To be first, that is the fundamental urge of a Philistine. You know, there is a story that Aristotle was a teacher of Alexander, and Aristotle wrote something which was very important. He made some new kind of discovery in the field of mind, Aristotle, and he explained it to his students, and then he wrote about it to Alexander. So Alexander was furious with Aristotle and said, "Such a beautiful thing should have come first to me. How can you allow this to go to somebody else?" This is a special characteristic of a vital man who always wants to excel others by one means or the other. It is when mind begins to influence the body and the vital, then culture begins to take shape. It's a beginning. You can say that somebody is cultured only when he has begun to influence his vital and physical by the help of the mind. And the greater the influence of his mind over the vital and the physical, the greater is the culture in the man. And then the greater heights of culture are reached when the ethical mind, the artistic mind and the logical mind, they all begin to develop and they all begin to influence the body and the vital. Then you can say a greater height of culture has been achieved by the man or by the nation where this happens. Now if you look at the past history of the world, you will find that among all the nations, the one nation that had reached a great deal of mental culture was the Greek culture. The Greeks, the Hellenics, they had reached a very high level of ethical thinking, artistic thinking, logical thinking. In fact, with regard to art, the Greeks had reached a great perfection. Similarly, they had also reached a great perfection with regard to logical thinking. That is how we got great thinkers like Plato and Aristotle. Even with regard to ethical thinking, there was a great height reached, which was represented by Socrates, for example. And the Greeks had tried to harmonize the vital and the physical by the power of these three aspects of the human mind. And that is why the kind of life that they had reached was a highly cultured life, very refined culture. Even today, after thousands of years, many civilizations look back to Greeks to derive a fresh inspiration from them. In fact, you might say that modern Europe and modern America are trying to reach back to the glory of Greek culture, which was lost for many, many centuries after the Roman conquest of the Greeks in ancient times. And to the extent to which India also is being influenced by America and by Europe today, you might say that secretly we are worshipping the Greek culture. But in a diminished form, because we do not know yet fully the great heights to which Greek culture had reached. But some kind of influences which are spreading from the Greeks, which is being absorbed by Europe and America, which is being infiltrated into India, a third remote level. So in a sense you might say that today what is happening in India today is a kind of admiration for the Greek culture, although in a very diminished form, in a very corrupted form, but this is what is happening in India today.